The Wooded Creek Coalition meeting served to update the group's plans to encourage the City of Homer, the Alaska Department of Transportation and Public Facilities, and Homer residents to develop and embrace plans to open the covered portions of Wooded Creek up to the sun. Marv Hansen is a spokesperson for the Wooded Creek Coalition.
We think that there is potential for the whole community to enjoy this if people become aware of it and would assist with trying to daylight the creek and having bridges instead of culverts.
Wooded Creek is a stream that starts on the bluff above South Peninsula Hospital. The water flows downhill until it feeds into Kachemak Bay. But in order to get there, the stream crosses through people's yards, public streets, and land occupied by facilities like Karen Hornaday Park and the Pratt Museum.
Crossing Pioneer Avenue, where you can't see it, and also the bypass, the general public awareness of it is pretty small because they don't even know where it is.
Hansen says the creek would look much better if it wasn't covered up in certain places. He says the decision makers at the Pratt Museum have the right idea.
They have a project that they are attempting to pull off that will daylight the creek in that area.
The Pratt just has to find the money to make that project happen. Hansen's coalition is trying to convince the City of Homer and the Department of Transportation to adopt similar designs in their future plans to update public rights of way.
Alaska DOT, of course, they have a tough budget. We understand that. They are in planning for the Pioneer Avenue update a number of years ahead. And but we want to bring it to the forefront that design should include opening up the creek.
Hansen says state and city officials have both shown interest in the coalition's idea to open the creek in these areas. He adds that daylighting the creek isn't just about making the area look better. It's also a public safety concern.
Some of the areas still have culverts, which are choke points that will create problems if we have a big event or erosion. A number of years ago, created great flooding problems and washed out certain parts of roads and that kind of thing.
Hansen says Karen Hornaday Park is one of the creek's biggest problem areas with regards to erosion. He expects the coalition's work will not be done for some time. In Homer, I'm Quentin Chandler.